Nathaniel gave his heart to the Lord last Sunday, and he's going to be baptized, and he's got a few words he'd like to speak, and so I'm gonna let him just share a word with you. And Eric is the one that led him to the Christ back in that lobby, and so we're going to let Eric baptize him. I believe this is the first time you've baptized someone, but it's not the first time he's led someone to the Lord, and that's what God wants all of us to do. So, Nathaniel?
First, I just want to say Eric Dittman is a real asset to this church, and I can't thank him enough for what he's done for me. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I will briefly describe. I was coming here for a couple months just to satisfy my wife, was going to Wednesday night group just to satisfy my wife. And Nevin mentioned one word, materialism. And, oh, it just set me off. But I realized that was God, after the service, that God was working through him to plant that seed in my head. And I've been living without God in my life, and trying to fill that hole with material things. And I have turned it in, personally turned our finances, and take this with a grain of salt, into my own little private hell. And God delivered me from that on Sunday. And gosh, I just wish I could be more eloquent or knew more to say than that. But if there's anyone out there that is in a similar situation, that there's just a hole that can't be filled, and you're trying it with drugs, you're trying it with all the carnal pleasures of the world, that's not the answer. We reap consequences when we don't live what's in that Bible. Our reward is not just eternal life. It's the peace of having God in your heart. And this life would be worth it to live under his moral instruction if there were no eternal reward, just because of the peace that it brings you on earth. So if there's anyone out here that resounds with, that would be great, but let's just get on with the show.
Thank you. That was perfect.
Nathaniel, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in baptism.
Raised to newness of life in Christ Jesus.